We appear to be in an oak meadow or an oak plateau. I've seen hummingbirds and hawks. The air is cool. It's a beautiful afternoon. The sun's setting and the sky is still blue with whiffs of clouds in them. What I'm hearing around me right now at this time of the evening are wonderful bird noises. There's insects chirping. There's also automobiles in the distance on the roads, and I assume those are commuters going home. It's a very distinctive tire on pavement sound, but it is one of the things that we hear these days out here. This place is ideal for a camp or village. It's protected. It's a little higher off the floodplain. It's just on the tail end of the slope that's to the north of us. That would make it a natural path for game coming to the creek to be a food source. It's pleasantly shaded. The trees form a natural wind barrier, and the winds do get a little strong out here in the plain. I think in a site like this, the setting would lend itself to maybe a more busy atmosphere, one where you would see many families together in traditional bark homes or lean-tos. You'd see a lot of fires burning. You'd see a lot of cooking going on. You see hunters returning with game. You see people preparing hides for the winter. There'd be a lot of children playing. In Wintoon life and culture, the oak tree is very symbolic. It's also a very prominent tree in this area. Oak trees are typically 200 to 300 years old or older. And in our customs, age lends to seniority. It lends to knowledge and strength. It also has a practical side to it. The acorn is very healthy for human beings, but it's also very sought after by deer. Where the oak trees are, typically you'll find the deer grazing on the acorns, which make them vulnerable to being caught. So they were also a way to collect game without roaming the range. We would find that very secure and sheltered oak grove, and it would become a good hunting ground. As I look around now, I think this is an excellent source for current tribal people to use this land for reflection, for perhaps self-identification. It would be nice to see some basket weavers out here. It would be interesting to hear stories out here because it lends itself to the peacefulness of sitting and gathering and hearing tales about the past and what the future might hold.